Hello, everyone, and welcome into the banter. I'm not Trevor. Trevor's not here. He is at home. Well, he's at home because his family had the stomach bug. So not a great stomach bug. And then he might just not come back because they're also any day now expecting their second child. So a little early start to
little Ernie
paternity.
That's what they're going to call her. Little Ernie.
That's what they're going to call her. That's her name.
Hopefully we're in focus.
Yeah.
You guys are. I'm looking at you. You're in focus.
Yeah. If you didn't watch the Grip Locked, just cross your eyes and look at us, and that's what it looked like.
Yeah, just put on your 3D
glasses. Well, actually, that's not true, because the logo was in crystal clear focus. Yeah. The logo was great.
Oh, goodness.
We should shoot in 3D and then ship people like the red and blue like 3D glasses.
Modern 3D, you don't have to do that anymore.
No, really? That's what I want.
How does that work?
I don't know. My dad got a 3D TV, like, it was probably when I was like a freshman in college, so it's almost 10 years ago now.
Wow.
But it came with just, they basically were like sunglasses, kind of.
Yeah.
So you still have to wear glasses.
You have to wear glasses, but you don't have to wear the red and blue glasses. I liked
the paper red and blue glasses.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yeah.
They were a great time.
Watching Spy Kids 3D.
It made you really sick, though, if you like tried to watch it without those.
Yeah.
Oh,
it made me sick if I watched it with
things.
It. I was just sick all the time.
We watched Avatar in 3D like as soon as we got the new TV because it had just come out at that point. And if you took the glasses off, it basically just looked a little blurry is all it looked like.
Yeah.
Oh. So you could still watch it without them.
Dude, that'd be wild. Just like if you ever have a pair of glasses and then Luca's like a little bit older, be like, hey, do you know what these are?
Yeah.
He'd have no idea.
Yeah, he'd be like, surely. What?
What is that? Wow, that makes me feel so old.
Hey, let me tell you about a little thing called the Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah. The 3DS. Oh,
why did that exist?
It was sick. What do you mean? I own it.
Even whenever it came out, I was like, I don't understand the point.
You just turn it into 3D mode and like Pikachu was floating. It was so cool. I don't know how it worked.
I think it was only cool if you played Pokemon. And I didn't really care to play
all
Pokemon.
All I played was Pokemon.
Mm. Did the games have to be in 3D as well?
You had to buy them.
I think
you
had to buy them for the 3DS.
I think you could
3D?
Make anything 3D.
I don't know. It was just the way the screen worked. It basically...
And it was only one of the screens.
Yeah.
It wasn't bottom or top.
Doesn't matter.
It was the bottom, I think.
But all it did was basically... It basically just made the background more blurry, more or less. There's more or less... But it did look 3D.
But you didn't have to wear glasses.
It was cool.
No glasses.
Yeah.
It was basically like you have your friends over and be like, look. And they're like, whoa. Oh.
Yeah, it didn't enhance your gameplay at all. No.
Oh, man.
Well, because it was DS. There was only so much you were doing on that thing anyways.
I was digging through, because Gabby and I are trying to sell her car right now. And so I was digging all around the house trying to find her second key. Because I know I have a key to her car, and I know where it was at our old house. But whenever we moved, there's no telling where it ended up. But the like frustrating thing is that they take a considerable amount of like value off the car if you only have one key.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not sure what the actual value is, but it's enough for me to scrounge around the whole house looking for it.
Yeah.
And so I was tearing everything apart, and I found her DSi while I was
there
doing that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those.
I had one, but I gave it to a friend. I gave it to a friend in exchange for a guitar pedal, and he never gave me the guitar pedal.
Oh.
With the 3DS, you could.
Rude.
I just remembered it had two cameras on the back, so you could take 3D pictures.
Oh, that's actually kind of sick.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I forgot about that.
How did they do that?
They weren't great quality.
Did they just layer the pictures?
It was two pictures. I guess they layer them.
Huh.
I guess I don't know. I don't know how it worked. I have no idea.
How do computers work?
Don't stop asking that. No one knows. I was thinking that this morning. Luca was like laying next to me because, like, I remember when I was a kid, the big thing that like big technological thing that my dad had that we thought was so cool that we always wanted to use was he got a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
When I was like. Elementary, middle school, somewhere in there. And so we would like go to the beach, and on the BlackBerry, you could like play Pong. Or like, I think that was literally the only game you could play. But it had like a keyboard and like all the little, we thought it was cool. You could surf the web. It's like one of the first quote unquote smartphones. It was, you couldn't do much on it, but you could go onto the internet with it.
Yeah.
And so he could like answer emails while he was like, he'd be
huge.
Like lying by the pool and answering emails. And like, it was, you know, we thought that was the coolest thing ever. And this morning, I got Luca up. And I like walked into the living room and he wasn't ready to eat breakfast yet. He was just like kind of tired. So I just laid on the couch and I was holding him and I like pulled my phone out and I went to like update the inventory on something on the subscription boxes on Shopify. and I was like, had my phone. I was like touching and like swiping, and I was like, how am I doing this? Like, how how is that possible? Like, how, like, am I controlling the inventory of our site on a device in my hand that's connected to nothing, and I'm touching it?
Yeah.
And as I swipe, things are happening.
Well, do you remember whenever touchscreen was like, it was like a kitschy party trick, but yeah, like, it wasn't actually practical.
You had
at
to
all.
Like use a stylus.
Yeah, or like you touched it and like the screen actually like pressed
yeah,
down.
Yeah, you had to like push.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like touchscreen used to be like basically, yeah, it was like a party trick. It was barely usable.
My first. And,
but now it's like the only way that anyone can use it.
Great.
My first phone I ever had was, I think I probably had like a flip phone. It like, I think I got a phone right when I was old enough to like go do like sleepovers and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think my parents got me just like a cheap, now they're expensive, but flip phone. It's probably like a Motorola Razr or mm-hmm. something that was just mm-hmm. like just
the basics.
Cheap. Yeah, where I could text my parents. We texting had a character limit. You had a limit on how many texts you could send, and then you had minutes. Mm. Yeah. I didn't have any unlimited plan. There was no such thing as data. And so I basically just could use it to call my mom and dad and be like, hey, I'm done with basketball practice. Can you come pick me up? Or hey, mm-hmm. yeah. that was that. But my first like phone where I was like texting friends and like had was a, it was a, I think it was an LG, but it was a touch screen. And then you could like turn it sideways yep. and push it. And
I had the same keyboard.
I had the
same
one. Keyboard.
That one was sick.
But the problem was the touch screen was that where you like had to push. Yeah. Like there was no swipe. There
I
was
hate
no.
That.
So like
that was my second phone.
No, there was no point to typing with it. Like there was no point to using the touch screen for really anything because like the keyboard is what you wanted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you just like have it, and you the touch screen was like cool. Like you could go on the internet. It was. Was it 3G back then, I guess?
Yeah.
I it must have been like just when 3G goodness. Was happening.
Might have been before 3G.
Because like if you went to the internet, like it didn't connect to Wi-Fi. I don't remember that phone connecting to Wi-Fi. And like if you went to the internet, it was like you're in a dire situation.
Yeah.
To have to go to the internet. There was no point
I never
to
used
try
that.
To use it.
I just texted on it.
Yeah. And so, but like the touch screen was, it was like a, like you know how now they add vibration?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that haptic. Came from... when I would push, like my screen, I had to like push my screen. Like you felt it not because it was haptic. You felt it because you're actually doing something.
I had that so exact gross. Same phone.
And, but it was sick. You would turn it and I did.
How
was that
grade
the one
you
that
in?
You would slide up and sideways? Because some of my friends had that one. I don't think I had that one.
A double?
There was one that you could slide up
yeah,
and it
that
was
one was
like
cool.
numbers and you could slide out
yeah.
for keyboard.
Oh.
That was cool.
That
I didn't have that.
That does
one.
Sound very
what,
cool.
What grade did you have it in?
Seventh grade, maybe? Eight,
okay.
Eight? I don't know. It
I
was
think
middle
I,
school.
I think I was a freshman in high school whenever I had it. Whenever I was in middle school, I had a Juke.
Because I feel like by the time...
Which, for those of you listening, you need to type in... I think it was LG. LG Juke. It's the funniest looking phone you'll ever
Let's
see.
Google it. Let's
it
look
was,
it up.
It was so much fun.
I had... In middle school, I had an iPod Touch.
Wow. That's intense, Silas.
The screen was all cracked.
Oh, the like spin out.
Yeah.
That's whoa, that's sick.
Yeah.
How's that even a phone?
It was crazy.
That thing looks
but,
wild.
It's like a switchblade.
By the time I got an iPhone 4 was, I think, the next phone I got.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you
true?
Were an iPhone early.
I was,
I just,
and then I
because
left
you,
it. I abandoned
you had an
it.
Android.
My iPhone broke on me multiple times. And then I went Android after that. So
my first iPhone was an iPhone 4, I believe. It was the first one that was square instead of like rounded.
Yeah, I'm wondering if... I don't know if I went to an iPhone and then went Android or if iPhone 4 was my first time to an iPhone. I think I went to an iPhone for the iPhone 4. And then I think I went to the Galaxy.
And I
after
never
that.
Had any
I
problems
remember.
With my iPhone 4 either. It worked great.
Mine, I had problems with it. That's
really?
Why I left iPhone.
Okay.
And went to Samsung.
I remember when I met you, you were like hardcore like Android guy.
Yeah.
You're like,
I
gotta look
Apple at the
sucks.
iPhone 4.
I went, because so I had an Android for a while because, I still say it, Android by the inside of the phone, the Android phone is superior. But the functionality and what they can do, then Apple, like it doesn't matter.
What are you talking like specs?
Yeah, like the, like the like, I mean nowadays I don't know because Apple has their own chips, but like. The everything on paper makes the Samsung
better.
Look better.
Okay.
The quality of the camera, all that, but like the quality of the pictures wasn't true. Like
yeah.
I'm sure the
it's
true
like all
quality,
tech it's like all technically better,
yeah.
but it just doesn't actually
it was all technically better,
work
but
better.
It didn't it
yeah.
never worked better. And so because like literally the iPhone was operating like 7 years behind spec wise
but because of how good their like user UI interface and everything was,
yeah,
it was like 7 years ahead of mm-hmm. Samsung. So especially once I started like iMessage started being able to sync between your computer and your phone, and you could answer phone calls on your computer and stuff. Because I was always an Apple guy. I've never been a PC guy. I've always been a Mac guy.
Oh, okay.
So it was hard. Like as soon as I like started AirDrop started happening, stuff like that, where like I needed that for in my life, then Apple was the only way
to go. Like texting on the computer, like that's sick.
Because the guys, you can buy an iPhone 4 like perfect condition, like still in the box on eBay for $35.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But yeah, I remember they had like the big chargers where like those like long, wide, like tons of pins.
Yep.
Gross.
Because I had a Galaxy S4 is what I went to. And then I got the last Samsung I had was the one that had the curved screen. It was like flat, and then the edges were curved.
Like around the corners.
Yeah.
And I think it was called the Edge, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Something like a Samsung Edge.
I think
it,
so.
The cool part of it that I still loved this was you could put your phone face down, and since the screen wrapped, there's a little bit of screen there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was like at lunch or something, and I was meeting with someone, my phone would vibrate, and by the color of this, you could tell what the notification was.
Oh.
So like it would light, this part would light up differently.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
So like I had it where, you know, emails, normal text messages, all of that were like orange or green. But then if it was like my mom or Liz texted me where it might be something I actually need to look at, then I'd like make it red or blue.
Ooh.
So I was sitting here, my phone would vibrate. I could look down and just see that's not important and keep going. But then if it was like, oh, I might need to take that, then I could see like what it was. That was really cool. Because then you didn't have to have your phone as like a distraction here. You could just there and then see, is it actually something that you need to stop and look at?
That's sick.
But yeah, then once I went back to iPhone, because the other thing, I don't know, I'm sure they don't still do this, but in high school, this was big. I had a Samsung and like your Snapchats just looked terrible. So you would tell everyone like, I got such a good camera, but then like everyone Snapchatted back then and you would Snapchat them and it looked terrible. But the reason was Snapchat, I don't know if it was Apple that did it or for some reason Snapchat wanted it to be better on Apple, or so I don't know all the developer stuff on the back end, but basically to use the camera with Snapchat, the Galaxy, like Samsung's, would just be a screen recording of the camera.
That's just so crazy.
So like if you opened up the camera app and then like it was just screen recording
that is what you were doing on Snapchat.
Oh.
So that's why the picture, everything looked like you were taking on a potato. It looked awful because it wasn't using the camera.
Oh gosh.
And so yeah, it was tragic. So then, like, you just got made fun of. Because back then, it wasn't a huge, like, oh, you're making everyone's text green. That wasn't a big thing. Because that was, I mean, iPhone 4s, still not everyone had iPhones. A lot of people still had flip phones. So, like, text messages
sold,
are normal.
How do you look at sold stuff on eBay?
You just turn a filter on.
Filter sold.
To sold item.
I can't find it.
Yeah, scroll down if you're on the app.
Oh, show
here's
more.
What I... Sold Android items. Had done this. I think Android had done this for a while, but putting a fingerprint sensor in the screen.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the screen.
It was in the front middle right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why Apple needs to do that?
The other thing, because some of the other things that like my phone in high school or like early college had was they had a lot of eye tracking. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. I still don't think iPhones do this, but like if I vividly remember that Edge phone, whatever that one was, if I was watching a YouTube video and I looked away, it would pause.
Oh.
And like, so I could talk to you. Then if I looked back, it would start playing again. If you were like reading something, it would scroll with your eyes. So you didn't have to touch it. So as you got to the bottom, it would scroll and then like make sure till your eyes were in the center of the screen and stop. And then it would like scroll. So you could just, because the way they advertise it on commercials was like, oh, if you're cooking and you need to like look for the next page of the recipe and your hands are dirty, you don't want to touch your phone. You can just look and it'll just do it. There's all kinds of eye stuff.
That's cool.
You could do with
they
it.
They should do that.
I
think the Apple, that Vision Pro thing, that could be the future, though.
The only tough part...
Have you seen those people walking around?
Yeah, they look like idiots.
They look really stupid.
When because, like, let's look at it as it was. When the phone first came out, it was big, it was bulky, basically only used at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that technology can get into glasses...
Yeah.
Like, if they can condense it down to where you're just wearing sunglasses and that happens... Then absolutely,
that would be crazy.
But like, if you still have to have the full headset, and, you know, have it wired. Well, the big thing is battery life.
Yeah. Like, you can't, like, that thing is just so powerful. It eats up so much power. Like, yeah. You're, like, how can you store a battery in some glasses?
But, I mean, that's what people are saying about a phone. Like, how do we have this computer? My mom remembers when a computer took up a whole room at a place. Like, you'd walk in and it was just crazy. Not a computer room, as in there's a bunch of computers. It was a computer room, as in, like, that room is the computer.
It's a single computer.
Yeah, and now this is way more powerful than that, and it's in our pocket. Yeah. So, like, people figure stuff out.
But, like, think about a battery that can
think
go.
Think about it.
That has to go all day.
This watch.
So, think about this, but in a
GPS and everything, right? Yeah. Like, multi-band, multiple different types of GPS, tracks my runs, tracks my heart rate, always is running, 2 weeks before I had to charge it.
That's crazy.
And this is this little watch. It's not even thick. Yeah. It's, like, the same size as a normal watch. And, yeah, like, for that's my true. Dad's original GPS in his car, like, by the time cars even had GPSs, it was, like, this big. And it was, like, this thick. And, like, basically, I can download maps to my watch for my runs and map out a run, and it'll tell me the directions on my watch. And it's here.
That's sick.
You know what's really crazy?
Is like, there's going to be some type of battery development that out of nowhere is just going to be somehow they're making stuff work on a, like, microchip.
The crazy thing is that with all the development of, like, making batteries smaller and everything, why is it that, like, a 2024 whatever CX5 or any car still uses the same battery as a 1964 Chevy Impala? Like, what?
Well, I feel like
car batteries haven't changed at all.
Well, think how frustrating it is when the, like, new universal charging cord comes out. But then, like, imagine that's your battery in your
car.
But,
like, but you can still connect it through the same type of terminals. It can still have terminals, just be smaller. But they're still the same size.
I think it's just easier, I feel like, to not innovate. Because, like, as soon as you start innovating, then 30 years from now, there's still going to be cars on the road that are using the old batteries, and it's like, where are they going to get batteries?
Well, the weird thing is, like, because nowadays batteries last about half as long in cars as they used to, like, even in the early 2000s, because so much more is, like, run electrically off the battery. Mm-hmm. Like, now batteries you change out, like, every 3 years, but it used to go 6 or 7. And so I feel like they could definitely make a more powerful battery in, like, half the size of, like, a normal battery. No, also, changing a battery sucks.
Well, you would think.
Yeah.
It's so heavy.
Why? Because they have, like, fluid in them, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's some kind of, like.
And listen.
I don't even know.
I don't understand why.
How do batteries even work?
I don't know, Silas. Don't know.
This is like, what?
This is the question that always breaks my brain. Okay. If you go back. Not that far in history, okay? Mm-hmm. To probably, what, the 1800s or 1700s? Maybe even more recent than that.
They had batteries back then.
Okay, so then farther back. But, like, at some point in history, there was just nature.
Never mind, I'm not going to talk about the pyramids.
I'm
not going to talk about the pyramids.
Even pre-pyramids, though,
okay,
right?
Pre-pyramids,
like, at some point in history, it was just nature.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a phone. And you're listening to us.
Electricity is natural,
but
though.
But not even just electricity.
Electricity wasn't invented, it was discovered.
But I'm saying not even, but true. Okay, so you discover electricity.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to people over Wi-Fi right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Through a camera that is just recording what it sees.
No, but it's called the cloud. You just use clouds. Clouds have always existed.
It's like we went from rocks and trees.
How long ago was that?
At some point in human history.
Like, when was electricity invented?
Thomas Edison.
In the modern world.
Wait, who invented, found electricity?
Nikola Tesla.
Was it actually Benjamin Franklin?
I don't know.
Well, Benjamin Franklin.
He's the one that got the key shocked by lightning.
Yeah, Isaac Newton is the one known for inventing the light bulb, but it was actually Nikola Tesla.
Oh, Tesla's.
Yeah, that's what Tesla's named after him. Nikola Tesla is actually the, like, real electricity goat, but he was, like, he was one of the ones that believed that the pyramids were used for electricity, and he recreated one and, like, discovered that you actually could power things wirelessly, which we still don't really do today, but he built a machine. This is fact, okay?
Okay.
He built a machine that was basically using the same technology that many people believe the people that have evidence believe that the pyramids were used for, which was for wireless electricity.
Do you believe that?
I believe that because I think it's the only reason for...
How does that work?
So the ozone can conduct electricity.
I got you. Here, it's called the... Okay. I got you. I'll try to explain it to you. I'll try to explain it to you.
Connor's a big...
The ozone is so high up.
I got you, Silas. Hold on. I got you, Silas.
The ozone?
It's not the ozone. Let me explain to you the whole pyramid.
Oh, you're just...
Hunter has heard this before.
No, there's something in the sky.
I got you. I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
Hunter's heard this before because I get very passionate about it. And then people like to say that it's a conspiracy, but it's not. It's the only thing there's evidence
for. Well, then why didn't they have phones back then?
Hold on.
How do we know?
Okay, so here's what I believe.
Well, we would have found something if they did.
Track with me, Silas.
I'm tracking.
Here's what I believe. And there's more evidence for this than anything else for the pyramids. First of all, people think that the pyramids were just like tombs, which is stupid. Okay. You want to know why? Because there has never been any remains found in a pyramid. There has never been any skeletons or anything.
Also,
found
why wouldn't
in a pyramid.
You just put them in the ground?
That's true. Well, they say it's a big burial tomb for like the pharaohs and stuff. But again,
so like
they've never found a pharaoh in a pyramid.
Is a pyramid hollow?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. So the way the pyramids are made, there is the outside layer has a lot of it has deteriorated away, but there's like remains of they believe the outside layer was this kind of like granite. And the top of the pyramid was a gold cap. And then the inner, like the middle layer of the pyramids was made from this certain kind of rock that is, so this is all just, they know this from looking at pyramids.
Okay.
It's made from this certain kind of rock that is known for being able to produce electricity through vibrations and pressure.
What?
Yeah, so it's this certain kind of rock that whenever pressure is added to it, it creates electrical charges. So the middle part of the pyramid is like this weird, this layer of the pyramids is made out of those. Okay. And then you have the center of the pyramid, which has a chamber that goes down and then a tunnel that goes and connects to the Nile River.
Okay.
So what happens is that
electrify the Nile River.
The water flows in from the Nile River and then through capillary action, which is like whenever you put a straw in a soda and the liquid in the straw is higher than the actual level of the soda, that's called capillary action.
Oh.
I don't really know how it works. I just know what it's called. So from that happening and the water rising and lowering and rising and lowering inside of the pyramid, it causes vibrations to go through the pyramid. And then the vibrations cause that rock to create electricity, which then goes to the top of the pyramid.
Okay.
And so this is said to produce electricity to go through the cap of the pyramid. Now, the top of the pyramid is at the exact same height as the, I believe it's called, the ozonosphere. It's been a while since I've like looked into this stuff. So this is from like, this is me trying to remember things from many years ago. So...
No, it can't be.
What?
The ozone's like so high up.
I didn't say ozone. I said ozonosphere, which is a certain layer of the atmosphere that can carry and transmit electrical waves.
Okay.
So there's a certain layer where the like everything is just...
How do they know that? How do they find that out?
I don't know. Because they weren't stupid back then. Well, here's what happened.
You say to me, I'm going to build a big tower... And it's going to conduct electricity.
Well, this is the same thing.
Have something that might blow your conspiracy theory wide open.
Oh!
Go for it.
Multiple remains have been found inside of all the pyramids.
Oh!
Well, maybe I'm thinking about the actual... There's a box in the center of the pyramid that people believed was a tomb. That's what I'm thinking. There's a huge box in the middle of the main pyramids that people say was the tomb, but there weren't actually any bodies in that box. And the box wasn't the size of a human. It was like a weird
There were pictures of a mummy in there. I don't know.
Anyway.
Fishy. All of the like government sites, which, hey, take that what you will.
Yeah.
But like PBS, even like Reuters, all these history sites, I clicked on all of them right there. All of them say it was for... All of them, the remains date back to the people who, what were the Egyptian
pharaohs?
Dynasties.
Okay.
To the dynasty that would have called for the pyramids to have been built. Mm-hmm. All the remains inside date back to it. And then they all claim that they are just big tombs.
I know that's what they claim, but it doesn't make any sense. Because, again, of all the intimate layers put into it, the fact that there are tunnels leading to the Nile River and that there are all these different
things. Maybe that's how they got in there, the Nile River.
What? There's a door! But anyway, so then it goes, and also they're all the same perfect height to that ozonosphere thing. Yeah. And then there's all throughout ancient Egypt. Hold on. All throughout ancient Egypt, there are these things that look like the Washington Monument in different cities. Mm-hmm. So then they believe that the main pyramids transmit electricity through the ozonosphere, and then all those Washington Monument things are the exact same height that are then receiving electricity and then powering that city. Also, in a lot of different ancient Egyptian art, we actually know that the ancient Egyptians did have forms of electricity because we've found remains of, there's a certain name for it, but it's called like so-and-so's battery, which is a form of pottery that has a certain kind of different chemicals inside of it and an iron rods inside of it that can create electricity. You can do it at home. There's like a way to do it. Hmm. I've never done it. I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough. But I know that we found remains of that there. So we know they knew what electricity was. And also, in a lot of ancient Egyptian art, there are things that depict light bulbs. So we can assume that they had some form of light, electronic light or something like that.
Candle.
So...
They hadn't discovered fire yet, Silas. Come on.
That being said, Nikola Tesla also believed this, the thing that had the most evidence for it. And so he built basically a like version of a pyramid, but mainly just like a metal tower that reached this ozonosphere. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called. I think that's what it's called. And take everything I say like a grain of salt. And
okay, no one's listening to this podcast.
And then he was able to in a third story building was able to power a washing machine, I believe. Mm-hmm. Oh, my wife is calling me. Was able to power like a washing machine, like wirelessly through power. Then the U.S. government tore it down and said that he was working with the Nazis. And they like...
So this is pretty relatively recent.
Yes. And so they like banished all of his findings and all of his studies and stuff like that, and said that he was working with the Nazis. And that's what they said happened. And so this is where the conspiracy comes in. That's a little conspiracy. This is where the conspiracy comes in.
Okay.
They say that the reason why the government actually did that is because the government loses a lot of control and loses a lot of money because power companies make a ton of money.
True.
So if we actually find a way where you just tap into a certain part of the atmosphere and you can send electricity wirelessly to different buildings and to different stuff like that.
Like Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but like power, like think about Wi-Fi, but you can power through Wi-Fi basically. Yeah, then you lose it. Then the government loses
for you.
The government loses a lot of control over electricity and over the money from electricity. So they say that's why they shut it down and blamed it on the Nazis.
My one question: why don't we use the ozonosphere today for electricity?
That's what the conspiracy is that you lose control over.
But then the ozonosphere is just a technical term for the ozone layer.
Oh, interesting.
How high up is the ozone
15
layer?
15 miles in the sky.
That's what I'm saying.
So then it's not called the ozonosphere then.
Like, you're not building a building that high.
I'm going to start 15
miles?
Egypt pyramid electricity conspiracy theory.
No shot. What's the tallest building? That's got to be like...
Let's see here.
I don't know what the tallest building.
Trying to find where they... I have to... Why do all of the... I'll try later. Why do all these freaking news sites want you to be a subscriber to read anything?
Ooh. In the comments below, tell me.
Pyramids of Giza. Okay, we're getting there.
What the highest building is in the world.
It's Burj Khalifa in Dubai.
Oh, you know it?
I don't know how tall it is, but that's the tallest building.
The tallest building.
Is
it 15 miles up?
I don't think.
This is
not.
Just here. I'll read this. There is definitely mixed reviews on the topic online.
Uh-oh.
This just says, This says the outer casting of the Great Pyramid was covered with white tufa limestone, so tightly built that not even a razor blade could fit in between the blocks. The white tufa limestone does not contain magnesium and has a high insulated properties. This insulation property prevented the electricity inside the pyramid from being released without control. The stone blocks used inside the pyramid were made of another form of limestone containing crystal, which is an extremely high electrical conductor, and a small amount of metal, which allow for maximum power transmission. The shafts inside the pyramid are lined with granite. Granite as a conductor is a slightly radioactive substance and permits the ionization of the air inside the shafts. When we look at insulated electrical cable, we see that conductive and insulation materials are used in the same way as in the pyramids. The conductive and insulating properties of the pyramid are an example of flawless engineering. However, a source of energy is needed for electrical generation. The Giza Plateau, where the pyramids stand, is full of underground water channels. The pyramids rise above limestone layers, the space between being full of water. These special layers of rock that transmit electricity upward as they carry underground water to the surface are known as aquifers. The high volume flow of the River Nile that passes through these aquifers produces an electrical current. This is known as physioelectricity. The pyramids underground chambers are granite conductors built within the rock charged with physioelectricity. This electric current is conducted directly to the upper part of the pyramid's granite cover subterranean chambers. Granite is a very good conductor of electricity. The electromagnetic field that forms at the bottom of the pyramid is transmitted in a concentrated form to the upper layers of the pyramid. On the top of the pyramid, there was a gold capstone. I'm very impressed of how many years I've remembered a lot of this information. As gold being an excellent conductor of electricity, this section is no longer there in our day. This means that the top of the pyramid has lost its structure of flawless geometry. Huh. This gold capstone facilitated a conductive path for the transfer of negative ions ionosphere, not the ozonosphere, ionosphere. So that's where I got it wrong.
There you go.
The ionosphere. This way, a current was generated. Cooking. How does it serve to move electromagnetic field on the ground through the help of the aquifer? And an identical form of this technology employed in Egypt 5,000 years ago was used by Nikola Tesla, an inventor of electric technology.
You said this guy was alive in the
early
1900s. In a tower he constructed in the United States of America, Tesla, the inventor of such fundamental electric technology as the alternation current, electric blah 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 blah. He created this thing called the Wardenclyffe Tower. He built it in 1901 and 1917. He did something Tesla had. Okay, hold on.
So the only problem now is the ionosphere is higher than the ozone layer.
That is interesting.
50 to 600 miles above the Earth's surface.
That is interesting.
So 50 miles is
no stinking way.
Also, the only thing that only articles I could find, because I was trying to find that ionosphere, the only articles I could find bring in that aliens built the pyramids. To the theory of the electricity thing.
Connor, I hate to stand on that.
I don't see anything about that.
As soon as I search pyramids, electricity, all the articles are about how aliens came and taught them how to use. Because
that's what I'm looking at. One that does not talk about.
That's what I've been clicking on this whole time. Is I start reading and then it says extraterrestrial alien. I'm like, okay, well, now we're just moving on past that. It also is claiming that the light bulbs in the hieroglyphs were just circling religious images, and people just think that that's
this one says that
light bulbs
that power through the air can't be good for you.
Mm-mm. Couldn't be.
Like if there's,
I'm not gonna say it's
impossible. The difference between that and Wi-Fi?
And Wi-Fi is not good for you,
right? I'm just saying, like, if walk into a store, this is so crazy. If you were to walk into a store and your phone just starts charging or something,
yeah,
like it connects to Wi-Fi, yeah, like that'd be crazy. Then you never have to worry about your phone being charged.
How would wireless
electricity... That's how they do the Apple Vision Pro thing.
Yeah, that's how it
works. Just everywhere would be powered.
How would that work? Because humans are conductors of electricity.
Yeah.
So how would there just be electricity in the air and we just wouldn't shock each other? well, get shocked.
It says that
maybe it's such a low voltage.
At the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, Tesla transmitted alternating electric current through his body to light a light bulb he held in his hand without using electrical cables.
Well, yeah, because we conduct electricity.
Yeah, we are conductors.
But it's like the same thing, kind of.
So wait, did he the wireless power?
Yes, he did. He built a
allegedly.
Tower. It had a lot of words I didn't understand, so I stopped reading. But Tesla also built his tower above an aquifer and discharged the negative ions from the aquifer to the tower. The electromagnetic technology used in Tesla's famous tower is identical to the electromagnetic field set up in the construction of the pyramids. Both systems generate negative ions and transmit them without the need for electrical cables.
But what did he transmit it to?
It doesn't say that. I know that what I had heard before like was that baloney. He actually powered something. But I can't remember.
Because is that just saying that he took the power, like he was able to get power from the water to the tower slightly above it?
Because that makes sense because the rocks were conductors, just like cables. Like, okay, that checks out. I would agree with that.
The Wardenclyffe Tower. It was an experimental wireless transmission station designed and built by Nikola Tesla on Long Island. In 1901, 1902, and 1917.
Hmm. What happened to those 14 years, man?
Who knows? The government.
Hold on. That was when Tesla birthed Elon Musk.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
A dream ahead of its time. All right, I don't want to read all that. Tesla planned to use the tower to achieve what the scientific community had so far considered impossible, a global wireless communication system. The tower would be the prototype for a system that could broadcast music, news, stock market reports, secure military communications,
radio.
So is what we're doing. That's not power.
The earth itself. Radio?
Water, man. This is
radio
falling
waves?
Apart. What's going
it's
on?
It's not falling apart.
So he powering built a radio tower.
But he built Tesla, a radio
here we go.
Tower.
Here we go, guys. Calm down. But Tesla had even more ambitious purposes in mind for this massive Wardenclyffe Tower. He already proved that high-frequency signals could be transmitted without wire connections using his own Tesla coil transformers. And this led to what would become a lifelong obsession, the wireless transmission of energy. So that was like his like goal in life was to create
of
the wireless
energy,
transmission of energy.
Energy, not power.
That's fair. That is a good point, Sci-Guy. Did he
That's
ever
not
do
a
it?
Good point.
Did two he ever do two it? Different things.
That is
not really.
Well, yeah, electricity and energy are two different things. Did he ever do it?
That's what Tesla's dream was not only revolutionized. Was not only revolutionizing telecommunications by creating a system for relaying information wirelessly, but also creating a viable method for transferring power currents around the globe by capturing the Earth's natural energy. Tesla saw that. Okay, let's see if he did it. Tesla's grand vision for the Wardenclyffe exceeded his resources and his patrons' patience. So the project ran into financial difficulties before it was completed. Hold on. The Wardenclyffe Resurrection. The original Red Brick Laboratory. he ran out of money. So in 2017.
This whoa. Right? Whoa. Original, now we're in Elon.
The original
Elon
Red Brick
era.
Laboratory building still stands and is the only surviving Tesla lab today. In 2017, a film crew successfully... Hold on. I think it just ends there. I think he just ran out of money. Yeah,
so he never did it.
The unfinished tower was finally demolished.
Connor, you told me he powered a washing machine in a different building.
I didn't make that up. I heard that somewhere. So that person lied to me.
So where do you stand on the pyramids now that we know this?
Yeah.
That Tesla
yeah,
didn't
now
do
Now that
it.
You have this information.
And that the ionosphere is 50 miles in the air.
Well, listen, Tesla believed it. Nikola Tesla believed it. He's way smarter than any of us.
But smart people are always crazy.
Yeah,
you got to be crazy to be smart.
But he wasn't able to do it.
He failed.
He ran out of money, guys.
Where do you stand now?
I still believe it's a possibility. I still believe it's just as much of a possibility as them being tombs.
So they could be tombs, you're saying?
I think there's just as much evidence.
Do you question your conspiracy theory more now that you know Tesla that article says Tesla didn't do it?
He
was unsuccessful.
I don't necessarily... Not really.
Oh, okay.
I because I think that there's a lot of evidence for it. Like, why would the Egyptians put that much scientific thought into the... And also,
well, how do we know they put that much thought?
Yeah.
Well, there's also...
It could have been just
we're retro. Look, it's like when Taylor Swift comes out with an album and everyone starts saying, oh my gosh, she wore black and white out. Did Taylor Swift actually think through that? Or are we looking back?
Same thing?
Well, it's like you see what you want to see when you look back.
True.
I mean, yeah, I think that's very much a possibility.
Like when
that's why I think that it's... I think there's just as much evidence for the pyramids being used for electricity as there is the pyramids being used for tombs.
But we didn't find electricity. We did find bodies.
But we found all the conductors for electricities in a very like intense scientific like form for it to be produced.
But there's a lot of like text around that time, and none of it mentions electricity or anything.
There's what do you mean?
Like, there's a lot of like, we have plenty of texts and writings and stuff that is like proven to be from around that time, and none of it mentions light bulbs or any type of electricity or power or aliens building pyramids or any of that.
Well, we don't have a lot of text from around that time because a lot of it was destroyed in ancient Egypt whenever the Roman Empire took over. So that's what they also assume is that's whenever the electricity was reset because they lost all of their like technology whenever the Roman Empire destroyed everything in ancient Egypt. And so that's whenever we kind of reset as a civilization back to like ground zero.
But wouldn't the Roman Empire want that
Well, because
innovation?
Ancient Egypt was like the only people that were powerful enough and had enough money to actually tap into that kind of technology.
But wouldn't there be some kind of finding? Something?
Again, I'm not saying...
Something out
I'm
there?
I'm not saying... They did. They found... Again, they found like those like pottery things that were batteries and they
well, let's look into that.
Yeah, you can look into that. That I'm pretty positive about that because I read that
like
in an article,
ancient
too.
Wireless charger. Or like an ancient pair of sunglasses with screens in them.
Ancient Egypt batteries. The Baghdad battery. It's given to a set of three artifacts which found together, ceramic pot, copper, and a rod of iron, which is present-day Iraq, close to the metric capital of Parthenon, Sasanian, but believed to date from either of those periods, which would have been 150 BC to 223 AD. Origin and purpose remain unclear. It was hypothesized at the time that the object functioned as a galvanic cell, possibly used for electroplating or some type of electrotherapy. But there is no electroplated objects known from this period, and the claims are near universally rejected by archaeologists. An alternative explanation is that...
I mean, still, that's why I didn't say that. It was like...
It's not looking good for you.
An alternative explanation is that it functioned as storage for scrolls. So they would use the tube, the middle rod, to wrap the scroll around and then stuff it in the tube and put it into that pot, is what archaeologists claim.
Hmm. Yeah. So it could, but you're also telling me that if that's also how you can make a natural battery, they didn't accidentally discover something?
Well, they didn't
something.
Know it was a battery.
How do you know? They could have accidentally
because
discovered
because they used
like,
it
wow,
for electroplating and...
It was saying that it would have been used for basically else. like your... Like shock therapy on muscles, basically. Like
yeah,
electrotherapy.
But that's still electricity.
Yeah. But they didn't
But it wasn't using
they didn't
the power
know how
stuff.
Else
there's
how
no
else.
Evidence
yeah, but they
it was
still,
powering
but,
stuff.
But that could show that they knew about electricity though.
Yeah, so if I but like so static electricity, right? Mm-hmm. Like if I shocked Silas, if none of these computers existed, no part of me is ever thinking, you know, I could power
but that's not
with that.
What happened. Yeah. This is allegedly, if they did build that and find out that's what it could be used for, they didn't just discover, oh, we kind of shocked each other. They found a way to harness it.
But they found a way to like use it for electrotherapy is what yeah. the conspiracy theory is.
Yeah.
But they didn't know it was electrotherapy.
Yeah.
How do you know they didn't know?
Because there's no other evidence. There's nothing else that they were using. There's no evidence that they were using like wires, copper wires to power X, Y, and Z. The only evidence is that maybe the pyramid
well,
was high enough
one
to
the,
send wireless power to a light bulb that doesn't exist.
One of the specific things was that the way that the inside of the pyramid is constructed is very similar to how our power cables are constructed today with extreme insulation with a conductive element inside of it.
Because that's how electricity works.
But
you have to have a conductor.
Extreme insulation would also be vital for body preservation.
You're right.
Which is what they're but the
I'm
Egyptians
that's
were known for their goal of preserving, so that when they would come
but there's
back.
No but there was no there were no kinds of inscriptions on the inside, which they were also known for in their
that they were
yeah
no I'm agreeing with you yeah.
Yeah, they were also known for putting art in every freaking thing they could, which kind of tells you that maybe there's a possibility that it was used for something utility-wise rather than museum-wise. That's all I'm saying, is that it's not a completely stupid theory.
No, I never said it was stupid.
There is,
I'm happy to hear you using the word theory.
And there are forms. Yeah. There are forms of evidence. True. I think
to me, it is the same level as we didn't land on the moon.
what do you think about that one?
I think it's the same level. Where like, there's evidence to prove otherwise, but you can also poke a lot of holes and be like, but what about this? But what about this?
Oh yeah, I think that there's questions about everything in history, and I think that very few things that we read about in history are 100% true.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it on flat Earth. I wouldn't put it that way.
No, there's not very much evidence for flat Earth.
That's just, yeah, there's science to point.
I like to say that I believe in flat Earth to make people uncomfortable, but I don't believe in flat Earth.
Flat Earth, there's at least, if you're a flat earther listening, I'm sorry. My opinion is that you're dumb. That's just my opinion.
He said it.
I've flown multiple different ways around the Earth, and I didn't find the end. So I went to China and back. I've went to Australia and back, Singapore and to China, we went up over, which that proves a lot of people wrong. People said that you don't do that. For whatever power or whatever the winds that day, we went from D.C. up over Antarctica, I believe the top, whatever, up over the Earth down to Shanghai. And when we came home, we came from Beijing around the other way.
Oh.
So I went both ways, didn't find the end there.
Ooh.
So I wouldn't put it on that level. I would put it, I think I'm safe putting it on the we didn't land on the moon level. Because like, there's a whole documentary about that, like, is trying to prove we didn't land on the moon, and they raise some great questions.
Yeah, I just think that it's easier to disprove that we didn't land on the moon because it's more recent history, so we have technology involved.
That's fair.
I support,
but I think I'm not saying it happened. I personally like to believe
that it is true. Yeah.
I have no problem. Just to be clear, there doesn't have to be more evidence for one thing than for the other thing for me to say I think this happened. I can believe that it happened no matter how much evidence is for it.
Well, you could,
I think there's.
But you'd be dumb.
I think that's not true.
Well, like flat Earth. Flat Earth, someone could believe with more evidence elsewhere.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. But I'm saying that in some aspects,
you're dumb.
I believe it's pretty equal on evidence. I think that one is a little bit more of an assumption than the other. But I personally think that I think that they could have had power.
I was way more questioning it if Nikola Tesla had done it.
If he was unsuccessful.
Yeah.
I got to find out where I heard that from.
Because if that had happened and he's like, here's the proof.
Yeah.
Then that raises a lot of questions.
Yeah. Because he did it and then it kind of
sounds more like he created a radio tower and went crazy saying, we can use this for power. I promise. The Egyptians did it. And then he died before he did it. Which is like a classic.
Well, he lost funding.
Yeah. Classic mad scientist.
Yeah,
that's like a classic mad scientist story.
Yeah,
which if that's the case,
it is a sick story though.
If that's the case, I'm Team Tomb. But if Tesla recreated it, then it's like, all right, now we have some questions.
There are questions to be answered.
So it all comes down to Tesla.
It all comes down to Tesla.
Also, if he did do it, don't you think Elon Musk, that would be like his life goal to do that, to redo that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the guy's clearly obsessed with Tesla.
Well, I don't feel like Elon Musk's goals is really to do things that actually like serve
a purpose.
Well,
he's innovative. He's innovative.
I feel like electric if he could find a way to monetize wireless electricity, he probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Unless the government doesn't let it happen. That's where the conspiracy comes in.
But like,
it would be fascinating.
That's so weird.
Why, within every government in the universe,
but
in the world,
Wi-Fi
would have to be on
is Wi-Fi owned by the government?
No.
So it couldn't be owned by the government.
I don't.
Because it's literally like Wi-Fi. You gotta have towers.
I just know that whenever you look up this is a different thing. Whenever you type in the Wardenclyffe, it corrected it to Wardcliffe. Which the Wardcliffe coil is apparently in Destiny 2. All the questions are like a bunch of Reddit threads where they're like, why did they nerf the Wardcliffe? that's what all the questions are. That's fun.
Man.
I'll look into it.
All right,
let's
roll the dice.
Oh yeah,
it's under that box. That's the banter, man. You never know where it's going or where it's gonna land. Today we did the deep dive. So many layers this year.
There are a lot of layers. It's worth it, though.
Sci guy. Oh. Silas is back next week.
Come on.
And me. Oh. There you go.
I'm Big Hunt.
Same cast.
We're back next week.
I just realized I had the camera on me that whole time while I was still Googling.
Same cast. Back next week with more answers to questions you didn't ask. I'll see you then.
I hope you guys are all on my side now.